Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, so how would he or she feel if you went back in time almost and apologized to your ex? Kristen wants to know.
So, yeah, we were having a conversation with some friends, and this came up, and she was cool about it, and he was cool about disclosing it, but he did. He asked for his wife's permission to reach out to an ex to apologize. And I mean, we're talking years removed. They've, you know, been married for almost a decade now, and it was a couple of years ago, and he felt really, I don't know what triggered it in his head that he started thinking about it, and he felt really bad about their relationship and how it ended, and that he was young and immature, and he could have been a better partner. And he really hated how their relationship ended and how ugly the two of them got towards each other. So he wanted to reach out to her to apologize. So he asked his wife.
That's brave.
If it would be a right?
Brave,
right?
Stupid, so, brave. Yeah.
If anybody else has done this, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, 855-237-8746, whether you were the spouse that gave the blessing or the spouse that made the request. But he asked his wife, he's like, hey, like, I'm seriously, I feel like I should, my heart and my soul is telling me that I need to reach out and I just need to apologize and say, you know, you deserved better than that. And she absolutely gave her blessing and she thought it was actually commendable that he wanted to do that. Mm. So he did. He reached out and apologized. She accepted the apology and all was good. And that was that. Why are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just trying to process the entire story, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, he did. He wanted to reach out and try to, like, not like make amends, like make a connection or anything. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to, like, right what he felt was wrong in his heart and in his mind. Mm-hmm. And his wife was supportive of it, and he did it. And, yeah, I mean, it was like it literally couldn't have tied it up in a prettier bow and been done with it.
I'd give the blessing to that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, if that was something that was on my fiance's mind, I mean, you wouldn't do it?
No, I don't think so. I would wonder why they're on your mind so heavy. Like, why are you even thinking about this?
But I mean, so if you think about, like, you know, your past and if there's any, like, regrets that you have, like, if my husband came to me and said, you know, when I was in my early 20s, and for some reason, this has been popping up in my head. And I just, yeah, I really feel like I need to reach out and apologize for my immaturity and that this person deserved better. I'd be like, okay, just blind carbon copy me. So I just need a BCC.
Wouldn't you rather them apologize and get it over with and get it off their mind rather than you putting pressure on them not to apologize and them still dealing with it all the time in their head?
Yeah, no, I would. And I mean, I get it because I've done that before. I wasn't in a relationship when I reached out to apologize. So I do understand the want and the need to do it. But I think my initial reaction to it would just be, why exactly are you still in this place of your life? But once I got past that, I would give the blessing.
I have so many questions. I think it's awesome that he talked to his wife. that would not have occurred to me. I would have just reached out to my ex. So I'm curious if you found out that your significant other reached out to their ex to apologize and didn't like run it by you first.
Oh, that's a bigger, that's a big problem.
It literally, I would not have thought twice. Mm. I would have been like, this is my past. Like, you and I are good, Chad. You know that. And I probably would have been after the fact like, oh, by the way, I reached out to so-and-so just to apologize. I would have told him, but I wouldn't have thought to ask. And I love that your friend did, but is that, would you guys be in trouble with your significant other if you forgot to ask or if you that you found out that they did it?
Yes.
Let me answer this in two words. F yes.
Absolutely.
That is a sweeping F yes.
I am so lucky I found Chad.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi. So I actually didn't reach out and apologize to an ex, but he reached out and apologized to me, which was always something I kind of wanted from him because feeling me dirty was like an understatement. And he kind of wrote me this extremely long paragraph on Facebook and just pretty much said sorry. And I was like, you know what? I've always wanted that from you. Mm-hmm. And we have become friends in between that time, but he never gave me the apology that I felt like I deserved from him.
Interesting.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yep. Most of the calls coming in saying that either they made the call or got the call and everything was great. Hey, Kira, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Thank you. All right. So you did the apology or somebody apologized to you?
So I did the apology. I just felt, I just had like a huge feeling of like, I need to tell him I'm sorry. So I ended up reaching out to him and I was like, hey, I am truly sorry for what I did, and he accepted the apology really well. I mean, I would say go for it.
Thank you. And one last call. Nicole, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How'd the apology go?
It went really well. After 20 years maybe removed from a really hateful divorce, I decided that I had to call him and tell him that I think most of it was my fault. You know, you do that soul searching. And I called him up. Well, I got his mom's number, and she got him in touch with me, and I talked to him, and he cried. Like, he was so grateful that I let him off the hook because he had spent, like, literally the last 20 years wondering what he had done wrong.
Wow.
And what happened and how bad had he made it. And he's married now, which I didn't ask her permission. He didn't ask her permission. But we had a long conversation, and now we're great friends.
Good for you. You set that man free.
Yeah.
He did.
Get it? The Bird Show.